We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The new guys.
Amp Radio.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Before I begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. 10ZS, we're your new morning show. We are the new guys. Thanks so much for waking up with us, familia, on your way to work, or maybe some of you are coming from work, ready to go home. Appreciate you chilling with us. 63 degrees already and sunny here in LA. Another hot one coming your way. 82 degrees the high in LA and in the OC, so you know it's going to be like 120 in the valley. Oh, yeah. Basically, that's what that
translates
to.
Watch out, 909. It's going to be a hot one.
It's going to be a hot one. One more game. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, what up?
Good morning, Chelsea.
Morning.
Good morning. Alex D on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. Hit up Tamara on the phone lines, familia, 877-971 hits, number to call or text. Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
Audio producer Majestic, buenos dias, bro.
What up, y'all?
I think, and I appreciate people that focus on their career and really, if you're one of those people that, you know what? I'm career driven right now. I'm handling my business. I'm not letting anything or anyone deter me from accomplishing my goals. That's dope. But there's some people that take their careers a little too serious.
It's dope to a point.
Yeah, like you don't even enjoy life. It's all about that one thing that you do. And I bring this up because yesterday I caught like 10 minutes of The Bachelorette.
That's all you need to do.
Because my wife is watching
it. Are you sure about that?
That's it.
Only 10 minutes?
That's all you need. That literally is 100% all you need of any.
Right?
Just 10 minutes of The Bachelor. It's the same show every single season.
And I came across this beef that's going down between the chicken guy and the model dude. Okay, so there's this one guy that rolled up in a chicken suit. Why would he roll up in a chicken suit? Brian, you brought up a great point.
Because everybody, well, one, they do the same thing every season. It's just like they have people roll up with everyone wants to be memorable on that show and make their big entrance and impress Becca or just do something weird. And also they listen to the producers and the producers tell them to do something.
It's what it is.
Right. So the chicken suit dude versus the model dude, right? And the model dude is the guy that takes his modeling way too serious,
so
okay?
So serious.
So anyways, here's the beef. Chicken dude is trying to put on blast on model dude because the model dude allegedly has 4,000 matches on Tinder and is batting 100.
But how do you know?
Is
like he's
got to
keep track of that on his own though. That's weird.
Yeah. So chicken dude is like trying to put him on blast with Becca, right? And this is the way model dude responds to him and defends himself. Check this out.
It's funny you think I'm a joke. I'm a well-meaning model. I don't think you know what that means. I have an image, and if you're trying to tear down my image and my 3-year contract with them, some people consider the top. So if you're trying to do that, you're failing at it because guess what? Attached to me is professionality. It's my face. It's in everything I do. It's the way I walk. It's the way I talk. Okay. So if you want to try to wreck my image, you'll never succeed. You know why? Because my image is me.
When I saw that, I was like, he's joking. Like, he's an actor. Mm-hmm. He's fooling all of us because he's just so serious.
Well, they're
that
all
it
actors.
Seems, well, it's just crazy, though. Like, he doesn't feel like he's really serious because he's that serious, you know, about something that you shouldn't be serious about.
You can't ruin me because you know who I am? I am my face.
Oh, my God.
My image is me.
My professionality.
He's that one, though, throughout the season that I'm like, how is he still there? But you know, like, the producers are just like, okay, we got to keep him in for entertainment.
Exactly.
Like, Becca does not like him. There's no way.
That's why I question, and I'm sorry if I question this, right? Like how real this is, but it's like,
wait, what? Don't be sorry about that. Of course, it's not real.
No, well, I know, bro. But it's like, how does
get out of here?
Exactly,
knock it off right
how
now.
How does Becca keep a dude like this around? Does that make sense?
Well, that's what I'm
There's
saying.
There's always that one guy in the season, Brian. Going back to your thing, it's the same thing over and over again. There's always that one guy in the season that everybody sees as an absolute douche, except the Bachelor.
Well, I mean, to be fair, she could cut 80% of the guys the first night based on like first impressions, but they have to have a television show and they have to like, it always has to be a little bit entertaining. And that's why Becca got dumped on TV after she got proposed to because they need it to be different.
Yeah. And I mean, I actually used to work on the show, so I do know that these people actually fall for them. Like it really does happen, but obviously they're like brought to these like exotic locations and it's like this love story. But I do know also the producers have a say a little bit in who stays on board. 100%. At least they get like one or two.
You know?
There's no way.
Just putting the show on blast. Didn't you have to sign like a non-disclosure.
Right. Chris Harrison's going to come after you right now. Chelsea's going to be out tomorrow.
Actually, he's on the line right now. Let's talk to you, Chelsea.
You're fired.
The new guys on 97.1.
Camp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
This is the heat's coming strong. You know, a lot of these restaurants want to get our attention and get us some summer drinks, summer things, right? But how does this sound? Pickle juice slushy.
Nope.
Yep. Oh, really, Chelsea? You're that one dude or that one chick that loves pickle juice?
I love pickles.
No way.
I'm like pickles are. When I go home, my dad buys me this jar of pickles that I'm obsessed with. I love pickle juice. I've definitely drank I love pickles, but I've definitely drank pickle juice before. But
I've heard pickle juice can definitely cure a hangover as well.
Yeah.
It's like a sodium in it or whatnot. But all I've read is that everyone who loves pickle juice and pickles, like the more you love pickle juice, the more you're going to hate the slushy.
Yeah, I can
because
see that
you're
happening.
Because you're a pickle purist.
Right.
And you look at like the flavors. Pierce. It's like wine tasting for you. Mm-hmm. And so you're going to go to it with your expectations set right. on some sort of like supercharged pickle dessert. And you're going to get it and be like, this is awful.
Yeah, so Sonic Drive-In Restaurants has debuted their pickle juice slushy. It's funny you speak about wine. Food and Wine Magazine tested it out, guys, all right? Obviously, they have a slow month in wine. I don't know what's going on. They say it tastes sweet and tangy.
Interesting.
Adding that the only gripe is that the slush is a bit too sweet, as if overcorrecting for its acidity.
Yeah, that's interesting because I feel like the artificial flavor of pickle doesn't sound very good to me.
You can't really freeze. I mean, pickle juice has so high in sodium.
Yeah.
That you can't, like the reason it doesn't taste like pickle juice because it's not pickle juice. It's like when you read, it's like when you drink orange juice and you look at it and they're like, made with less than 1% juice. Like, what the hell is this thing made of then?
Exactly,
bro. It's just salt.
Yeah, just weird flavors that come out tasting like orange.
We did our poll on our Instagram for our new guys listeners, and our poll says that only 30% of you new guys listeners loved it, and the other 70% said they would drink it only if you could add Jameson to it. I think that's the solution to any drink, right?
Like
just add alcohol.
Like a pickle back.
Right.
Yeah.
But I don't think you add the Jameson to the slushy. You just need like a side shot. You know, make that thing be the chaser.
Just that's the chaser for the pickle juice?
Yeah, I saw somebody do that where they dropped the pickle, like they dropped the shot of Jameson in the pickle, like in a pickle juice tumbler.
Oh, wow.
And the face they made was not the face everyone else was making. Like the face they made was like, I'm going to throw up immediately just because of like those flavors together. Like now one then the other, that's different than like just all mashed in one glass.
Oof. Right. And now moving on to a feel-good story. See if you can guess this, Brian. Because Chelsea, you already saw this story. But over 2,500 women broke a world record while being naked, and it wasn't drinking pickle juice.
Dude, that's the only hint you're going to give me?
That's right, Brian.
Just 25. It's a feel-good sunbathing. Story.
Sunbathing.
Oh, sounds
like that. I mean, I'm not into it, but I'm sure ladies are.
Actually, 2,505 women went skinny dipping in Ireland.
Woo, freedom.
All at once. Can you imagine how cold that water is, though? They had to stay in there for 5 minutes, guys, to be able to complete the record. It was all for a good cause, though. They raised over $300,000 for a cancer charity.
Do you train for that? Like, getting cold water like that for 5 minutes? Like, would you have to train for that, you
Well,
think?
I mean, I don't think you have to train for it. I think that it helps. I know when I used to sit, like, after basketball games, when I was playing basketball in college, we used to sit in those ice tubs, and when you know what to expect, like, you know, after the first time you do it, you sit in like an ice bath. It's just terrorizing. Mm-hmm. It's the worst. And then after a while, you start to get used to it. You start to know what you're in for. So I think like, yeah, if it's someone who hasn't jumped in cold water in a while, which I'm sure a lot of them hadn't, then it's going to be awful. But for some that just sit there, just take deep breaths and just don't panic.
I think after 30 seconds, you just go numb. You have no idea what you're feeling, you know?
Mm-hmm. The new guys.
Average. 97.1.
Amp.
Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
So it is the burning question of the day. Mm. Are Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson engaged after only a few weeks of dating?
Wow. Jeez, Woo! Already? The record scratch on that?
even though they have not confirmed that they are, multiple sources and outlets are saying it is true. One source even said that this weekend at Robert Pattinson's birthday party, they attended it and they were telling people that they're engaged. And yesterday, after the news broke, obviously it was what everyone was talking about. We were all talking about it in our little group text message.
Yeah, shocked.
Completely
you guys
shocked.
Were. I was at the DMV. I had you guys on mute.
Oh, thanks, man. Bro.
So just for that moment, I was too enraged.
Ariana tweeted a quote from one of her favorite musicals, Wicked, saying, "Tell them how I'm defying gravity." She tweeted that, but then deleted the tweet.
Huh.
And then tweeted again saying, "I love you so much. Okay, bye," with a bunch of monkey emojis that are covering their face, embarrassed.
Could this all be like a joke they're playing on us? After all, Homeboy is a legit comedian. Like, could this all be just a joke? Like, hey, let's go around this party and tell everybody we're engaged.
Fake news.
It seems like they got a bit of an unhealthy pace going with this relationship, right? Like, given what she's been through with the breakup with Mac Miller and like his mental health issues, and then she kind of lashed out about how toxic and abusive their relationship was. And then, move on at your own pace. I don't really, you know. But I feel like when you start making the big press run about your engagement, it just doesn't seem, it just seems like they might want to just take a step back for a second.
Well, Us Weekly, I was reading that they reported that their engagement is going to be a long engagement. Mm-hmm. And friends are real supportive because they've seen that they're very happy.
Yeah, no kidding.
Is it though?
I mean, what long is to them, though, could be totally different to what our definition of long
is. Because they're acting like they've been in a relationship for years at this point.
It doesn't mean they're getting married tomorrow.
That just seems...
Until tomorrow's entertainment report.
That just seems so dumb to me.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't understand what the big, like, for them, what the big rush feeling is.
Right.
Like, the engagement should be something that you really appreciate and you have, like, you know, you're excited about, and you're like, if you're just going into something like, we're engaged after a month, but we're gonna have an 8-year engagement, so don't think we're getting crazy and getting married too soon, then it just doesn't seem, seems like they're missing out on a bunch of like these memorable things.
Well, and look,
give me any advice.
Shut it, Kanye.
Come on, Kanye, this is not about you.
Good Lord.
This is about Ariana and Pete. You know, they say you know when you know, if you meet the person that you're gonna marry. I don't know.
Wrong.
I've never been in that situation.
You know,
but I will say, like, they're both so busy, like, how much time are they really spending with each other where they're getting to know each other that well, where they know that they can spend the rest of their lives together?
I'll answer that. Not enough.
Okay.
They're not enough time.
Wait until Ariana goes on tour.
Yeah, right? Jeez. Kylie Jenner has deleted all pictures of her baby Stormy's face from social media and says she won't be uploading anymore.
Nobody cares.
We care.
Just kidding. Button fingers over there today. Lord.
Come on, producer Brad. We have important things to talk about. So she even shared a photo of herself the other day where she actually clearly cut her baby's face out of the photo. You can see like half her baby's head. And she's not explaining why she did it. She just says she's not posting anymore. But I mean, I think obviously it's because she's the number one follower. She's the number one followed Instagram personality. And I think that she obviously gets so much criticism for
Well, a lot of people were saying that the baby was looking like her bodyguard and whatnot. Maybe she's like over that situation. Either that or the baby really is starting to look a lot more like her bodyguard and she's like, let me cut her out.
Or just Photoshop exists, man. I don't think people understand. Like, if you put your picture of your baby out there, like, it's public record, you go ahead and just Photoshop whatever the hell you want to on it, like weirdos making stuff for the internet. I wouldn't put my baby on the internet unless, you know, if I was her. I mean, for me, no one would care if I had a baby anyway.
Don't cut your child out, because later on in life her daughter's gonna be like, yo, why did you cut me out all these pictures? Just put like an emoji over her face.
Just look at how creepy the internet can get, and then they'll be like, oh, I get you.
To catch highlights from the Chelsea Report and the new guys, you can listen to our podcast at ampradio.com.
Thank you, Joe.
The new guys. Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
You got to hear the audio from the video that was like a movie trailer that was presented yesterday when President Trump met with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. That I believe is what made the agreement actually go down. We have audio view for you about that. And in case you didn't know, this is what happened without getting it too complicated. But President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un signed a document at a historic summit in Singapore yesterday, pledging basically to work toward complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
Mm-hmm. Right, at some point in time. I mean, the bigger deal is that, I mean, the document is what it is, but the bigger deal is that an American president and North Korean leader of any kind haven't met in decades.
Mm-hmm.
And that was something that was on the table for Trump. He kind of spoken about it after calling him Little Rocket Man and having all those intentions. So regardless, it's a big step in terms of brokering any sort of peace.
And just a few months ago, they were threatening each other with nuclear action.
My button's bigger than yours!
Exactly. So it's pretty amazing. How did the negotiations go down? How did they reach this agreement? You know, did Trump accept to eventually maybe get Kim Jong-un's haircut? Like, I'll promise you I'll get my haircut like that. Or was he promised like the American dream, which is like an In-N-Out double-double with some McDonald's French fries, something like that. This is the video that was presented, guys. It was like a movie trailer of what the world could be if peace was made and this agreement was signed. Check it out.
Will he shake the hand of peace and enjoy prosperity like he has never seen? A great life or more isolation? Featuring President Donald Trump and Chairman Kim Jong-un in a meeting to remake history. To shine in the sun. One moment, one choice. What if? The future remains to be written.
Dude. My drop.
It's like we're living in this movie. It is a movie. It is a movie trailer, it almost feels like, you know? Yeah. It's crazy.
I mean, it's about as, if you want to talk about how North Korea packages messaging to their own, messaging to their own people, it's in that manner where you see videos that, you know, historical rewrites about how North Korea dominates the Olympics and stuff. Mm-hmm. I guess, though, on one hand, I mean, we are speaking to a 34-year-old. Like, Kim Jong-un is he was born in 1984. He grew up basically as a supreme leader heir in a place that is just really narrowly defining their narrative. So if you're going to speak to somebody, meet them on their level, I guess, where you're saying, like, hey, you're kind of like, this is what where we could be. It seems crazy, but psychologically, I could see why it would work.
Well, it's appealing to the ego, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, you're great now, but you could be even greater if we come to this agreement, which at the end of the day is good news, man. We want world peace, right? But somebody that was taught out to be crazy as well was Dennis Rodman, who had been hanging out with Kim Jong-un.
And trying kind to of broker like, peace for, like, ever.
Our bridge and liaison, he got really emotional after finding out about this agreement. And this is what Dennis Rodman had to say.
I knew things were going to change. I knew it. I was the only one. I never had no one to hear me. And today is a great day for everybody. Singapore, Tokyo, China, everything. It's a great day. This is not about Dennis Rodman being the greatest person in the world to lead these two people together.
Do people owe Dennis Rodman an apology? Well, they called him crazy for hanging out with Kim Jong-un, but now, you know, we've reached this agreement?
It's the biggest upset of 2018 so far. Like, out of all the crazy things that have happened in 2018, Dennis Rodman looking like a legitimate foreign diplomat trying to broker a peace treaty between North Korea and America is by far the craziest thing that's happened this year.
And even as Dennis Rodman, can you describe a little more of Kim Jong-un's personality and why he may have agreed to this, you know, and kind of broaden his horizons? And this is what he had to say.
One thing about him, though, I always said about him, he's more like a big kid, even though he's small. He's more like a big kid, but he loves to have a good time. And I was saying last night or this morning that he was going around taking selfies and stuff like that. And I was saying that this guy wants to be around the world. He wants to come to America. He wants to enjoy his life.
There it is. He's just somebody who wants to discover America as well, man. Whatever it took. I'm glad that we're heading towards world peace in regards to that situation.
I promise you, all it will take right now to completely bring North Korea to the table across the world is just get Kim Jong-un on Fortnite. He's a millennial. Get him on Fortnite.
I can hang out with Drake and Dennis Rodman. Damn. Yeah.
The new guys.
Amp Radio.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Why don't you just meet us right here in the confessional? Just confess your cray. You know what I'm saying? It's a safe place for you to confess some cray you've done. Shoot us a call or text 877-971-HITS. Jennifer from North Hollywood, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Welcome to our safe zone. Go ahead, Jennifer. Confess you're crazy.
So every time I'm in a relationship, I compulsively collect my boyfriend at the time's sweaters.
Like hoodies and stuff?
Oh my God, yeah, I love hoodies.
I've lost 1,000 sweatshirts to people like you, at least.
Do you do it as like a revenge, or do you do it just because you actually really like the shirts and you want to sleep in them, or what's kind of your reasoning behind it?
I mean, I do it because I don't know, I like being able to smell him.
You're cozy.
Yeah.
That is so, I've heard that so
totally,
much.
I've done that for
like,
sure.
Like, oh my gosh, I miss you, but having your sweater, like, it has your smell like tacos, and I just keep it with me.
But then it does the opposite effect, though, when you break up, because you obviously don't want to smell them, right?
Just wash it.
So, Jennifer, how many exes' sweaters do you have?
I think I have about 16, 17.
Oh my gosh.
Your room is like a hunting lodge. like trophies on the wall.
Right, bro? Or reminds you of like Staples Center when they retire the jerseys?
Right, hang the jerseys up.
Yeah, you just got to retire them, you know? That is so interesting. And you rotate them, Jennifer? You still wear them?
Sometimes if I'm feeling a certain type of way, I will pick someone in particular, but most of the time it's just whatever is clean, you know?
You know, I have a confession because that actually happened to me. I still have a boyfriend from high school sweatshirt that like I sleep with.
Nice.
And I've had multiple ex-boyfriends call me out on it.
And what's your excuse, Chelsea? What do you tell your new guy?
I just like it's cozy. I just like the sweatshirt.
It reminds me of a real man.
Jennifer, hopefully you feel better after confessing that.
I do. Thanks, guys.
See, Jennifer feels a lot better after confessing that little cray. Although I don't think it's that cray. I think a lot of girls do that.
I think it's relatable.
I don't think it's crazy unless you go into every relationship like just looking at their sweatshirts. Like you're obsessed about it. I get it that like you get bonded to a sweatshirt and they're comfy, but if you like you're dating guys just because you like see them wearing a hoodie that you want to take.
Wait, you guys, that could be like a new summer. That could be a summer
challenge.
Yes,
collect
for
the
girls.
Sweatshirts.
Yes, where you meet someone at the bar and you're like, "Ooh, I like his sweatshirt. It's on."
See how many universities you can knock
yes.
out.
There you go. Hey,
I remember one of our all-star confessionals was this one mom that called in, new guys listener, and she said she was driving her minivan, which she hates driving a minivan, by the way. And there was this Prius that kept trying to cut her off,
mm-hmm.
and then the person in the Prius driving the Prius flipped her off in front of her kids. So what she did is roll down the passenger side window and threw her Starbucks coffee, her $6,
her Starbucks coffee,
out the window
yes. Hell of a
and
shot.
Hit the Prius. Confessed
wow.
to crazy. She felt so much
one.
Better about herself. And we even found out that her son kept it to himself and didn't rat on her. That is awesome right there.
That we know of.
Right until Father's Day comes
yeah.
around. All right, 877-97-1-HITS is the number to call if you want to confess your cray. 877-97-1-HITS. Jeremy from Sherman Oaks, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
So here on our notes, it says that you actually want to confess your ex is crazy. That's an interesting twist, but go ahead. Maybe it will make her feel better without even knowing. What happened to you, bro?
A couple years ago, I bought a house and asked my then-girlfriend to move in with me. Well, things didn't end up working out the way we wanted, and we ended up breaking up. But I didn't want her to be thrown on the street because I knew that she didn't have any place to go. So I was like, okay, you could stay here until you get back on your feet or you find a friend to move in with. And 6 months go by, rent-free, she's not paying anything. And I'm like, okay, look, you got to go. This is my house. I'm trying to move on. And the very next day, I come home from work, and none of my keys to my house work. She had all the locks changed
no.
on my house.
What?
Wow.
And so I'm trying to call her, text her, try to figure out what's going on. I can't get into my house. About an hour later, as I'm waiting on my front porch, a cop shows up with a restraining order
no.
for me. And he was like, no, you got to go. This is a 30-day restraining order. So I got kicked out of my own house.
What?
Everything's in my name. And so for 30 days, I'm like asking friends, like if I can crash on their couch. I had no place to go. So we go to court. I win because, you know, I have no criminal record.
Right.
There was no proof of anything.
It's your house, bro.
Yeah. The very next day after that, she refiled the restraining order. And I get kicked out of my house again before I can even get all my clothes or anything.
What?
Wow.
So I have no way to get into my house for 2 months. So I was like, you know what? I put the house up for sale, and I had a buyer 2 days later. After that, she was forcibly put out of the house. I had nothing else to do.
That is wild, bro. So are you back at your house yet?
No, I actually sold the house. I had to force her out. There was no way to get her out because the judge said that she can keep filing over and
like
over and over again.
Psychopath chess.
Yeah, so every time I would win, the very next day she would file, and an officer would come by and serve me.
Oh, my gosh, Jeremy. Sorry you went through that, bro. That is terrible. Right? How messed up the law is that
yeah.
it's just automatic like that, bro.
Law's law. It takes
That's
time
crazy.
To change those things.
Well, thank you for calling in, Jeremy. Appreciate you. I'm glad you're in a better place. And I don't know if I'm too happy about the fact that maybe you just gave a lot of people an idea of what to do Ooh. To their ex and just kick them out of their own house,
well,
right?
What's tricky about this segment? We are giving people ideas, you know? That's the only thing. It's good to have them confess it, but, you know, we...
I don't think we signed off on that.
Nobody's
That's the
signing
key.
Off on
Everyone's
that.
Saying don't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely do not do that, right?
The new guys on 97.1.
Amp Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
Are you the person that can be Ariana Grande? Like, what's the fastest you or an ex has moved on from a relationship and then got engaged? Like, can you be Ariana Grande? I mean, allegedly, she's been together with her now fiancé, Pete Davidson, for 24 days.
Right.
And now engaged. And broke up with her ex, Mac Miller, just a little over a month ago.
As far as we know, but it seemed like the relationship was on the rocks, but it's, we have to go by official, like, TMZ reported.
Exactly.
We have no inside sources.
Which is never wrong, by the way. Ever, ever. So, can you be Ariana Grande? What's the fastest you or an ex has moved on from a relationship and then got engaged? Shoot us a call or text 877-971-HITS. My story doesn't beat it, man, but I had an ex that, I was 20. She was ready to get married.
Wow.
She wanted family. She wanted
20?
The whole thing. Yes, bro. Ooh. And we ended up breaking up. And it was like one of those situations where she was like, oh my gosh, you're my everything. I can't see myself living without you. You know, the whole situation, mm-hmm. right? 9 months later, she's engaged. And a couple months later, she's married. Mm-hmm. And a couple months later, she's got kids.
Wow.
So she kind of moved along.
I think
it happens
faster with women generally than with men. Because I think when women hit that point where they're dating this dude and they're like, I'm ready for this. I'm ready. And they're like, no, I'm not ready yet. And then they move on. Like, they've got that on the mind.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that next one, they're like a heat-seeking marriage missile.
Yeah, but it happened to you, Brian. Like, you were the one that moved on mad quick.
Yeah, well, it's funny, because my ex, I was dating this girl in Seattle for like 5 or 6 months. And she wanted to make like an official relationship. And I was like, I was pretty cool just having her in the gray area so I could just do whatever I wanted to, like tour and not worry about like calling her at night on weekends when I was out of town. I mean, I wasn't like doing anything crazy. I just didn't really want a girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I met my ex-wife and we got engaged like 5.5 months after I met her, right? But then also, my ex-girlfriend who wanted to have a serious relationship, she got pregnant literally 2 weeks after I broke up with her.
Wow.
So it's like, I kind of got her on the engagement part, but then she was like, oh, really,
watch
fool?
This.
I've got a baby now.
Beat that. Yeah.
With the funny part, with the heir of Jimmy John's. Like, yeah, she really upgraded. In terms of money, like, she upgraded for sure.
Oh, well, there you go.
And free sandwiches.
She wanted to lock that in real quick, right?
What about those hoagies?
Literally putting it in the oven, right? The bun in the oven.
Oh, dad joke. That's a dad joke.
Come on,
she wants
bro.
It. Hold on.
That's
she wants
joke.
It. Yeah, she did.
It's a dad joke.
There it is.
That's a pretty clever one, though.
Yeah, thank you, Brian. I appreciate that.
Gosh, you guys. And your bromance. That. Ever since I missed one day, you guys are bromancing it up in here.
That's a pretty good one.
You're still punishing you for going on an airplane flight that had Brad Pitt on it.
Yeah, wow.
And for hooking up with your ex. With the Scottish hunk.
Well,
Chelsea.
Okay. Chelsea. How about you? Have you had any exes that moved on, got engaged right after you guys broke up? Or obviously you haven't moved
no,
on
No, I
way.
I haven't been engaged ever.
Wow, live a little. You know? It's fun.
Just try it. You know what? Just have somebody put a baby in you already. Be like Brian's
you
ex.
You haven't even started living till you have a divorce.
Let's settle down for a second, guys. No, I have not had that happen to me. But you know what kind of worries me? It's kind of like, oh, because these are the guys are dating. They're immature and young. And so that none of them are married or engaged. Well, actually, I have exes that are married, but like it happened way after me.
Yeah, but it just takes a long time to get over somebody like you, Chelsea.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Look at you. That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
It's very genuine. 877-971-HITS. Shoot us a call or text. Can you be Ariana Grande? What's the fastest you or an ex has moved on from a relationship and then got engaged? 877-971-HITS. Alex from Oxnard, good morning.
Morning.
Can you be Ariana Grande, Alex?
I don't know. It's going to be sound like a bad dude.
It's going to sound like you're a bad dude?
Okay.
Well, too late now. You called us.
Go for it.
I was engaged as of 2015 all the way to 2016. It lasted about a year, and we broke it off because I was kind of interested in somebody else. And it was a little mutual at the same time, but...
clearly, you didn't have it wasn't going well.
Yeah, it wasn't. And I was talking to both at the same time, and well, telling both of them that, you know, I care about him. And then my ex-fiance got with somebody else and said, hey, I'm with somebody else. You know, it's something new. It's something interesting. Leave me alone. And I said, okay. So 2 months later, I went to Seattle with the girl that I was dating, and I asked her to marry me there.
Okay.
So,
you're right. You do sound like a bad dude.
Okay, so was it because of the competition you wanted to be the first one engaged, or was it because you actually wanted to marry her?
No, because I cared about both, and I felt like the only way to kind of move on was to just go for it and take a leap, and we've been married to this day, so I mean, I'm happy. So,
two months after you broke up, you got engaged with your side piece.
Yeah.
I guess, like, as long as if you're successful, then I guess, like, who's to tell you? Maybe it didn't happen very cleanly, but who's to tell you you were wrong?
Yeah, but as soon as she heard that I was engaged, she started blowing me up, telling me that I only did it because of her. Oh, you know what? She actually told me she was pregnant with this guy. That's why I kind of was like, oh, well, F you. And I kind of just went for it.
There it is.
You know what?
Nothing so that did motivate
See?
You, bro.
Nothing will fuel a marriage like spite.
Did you add that into your vows, Alex, when you married your side piece? I got married to you because my ex told me she got pregnant with another dude?
Definitely not.
All right, cool. That's a good thing. Well, Alex, thank you for calling in, bro. And I'm glad that you're now in a happy marriage, bro. For real.
Thank you.
Don't break it. Don't let it end because then your ex is going to win.
I know, right?
Yes, that's the only reason why you should stay together
yes,
with your
love.
Current love. For sure. Sam from Westminster, good morning.
Good morning.
Can you beat Ariana Grande? What's the fastest you or an ex has moved on from a relationship and then got engaged?
Well, it was my ex before we broke up. We were actually engaged ourselves. And wow. it was literally two months before we got married. We decided to call it off more because he wasn't ready and he didn't know if he was ever going to be ready for marriage, he decided. And then I find out, or even 5 months later, that he's engaged to someone else and actually married.
Whoa.
So he got married.
Like, I think that's a difference. Like, when a guy moves on, it's such a bigger slap in the face because he was telling you the whole time, like, nah, it's not you, it's me, I'm just not ready. And then, like, 2 months later, like, no, it was you, I'm ready now.
Sam, was the girl that he got married to, do you know if, like, she was a side piece? Was she seeing her while being with you?
No, I don't think so, because we're... She lives is like really far, like in San Diego, but I knew he grew up there, so I'm convinced it was like a friend from before.
Or like a high school fling or somebody you have history with.
Did it work out for them? Are they still together?
I actually don't know. I don't really talk to them, but I think so.
Like, you haven't checked out the Instagram lately?
Nah.
You didn't check to see if they have kids and then be like, oh my gosh, our kids would have been way cuter.
Yeah, look at these ugly ones.
No, but I saw what she looks like and I'm okay with it.
There it is.
Hanging on the rim.
So petty, but it makes you feel good, huh, Sam?
Exactly.
Sam, thanks for listening to us and calling in. Love you, girl. Have a great day.
Okay, thanks. Love you guys, too.
All right, but so far, Alex from Oxnard was 2 months, definitely not beating Ariana Grande. Sam just called in 5 months, not beating Ariana Grande. Becky from the LBC, good morning. Morning.
What up?
You are the one that could be Ariana Grande. You moved on the fastest, or was it your ex and got engaged?
I moved on the quickest.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Okay, so I was dating my ex-boyfriend, for about 2.5 years. And we broke up, and 10 days later, I was engaged to his friend. Yeah, 10 days after.
Wait, what?
His friend?
His friend,
so you guys obviously were, there was a thing between you guys before you guys broke up, right?
So my current fiance, he was my ex's, well, very, very good friend. He actually introduced us 2.5 years ago. We started dating, my ex and I, and it was good. But, you know, there was always a connection with my fiance. And since they were such good friends, I'd always see him. You know, I broke up with my ex and hooked up with him, and it's been blissful ever since.
Oh my gosh, this is so wicked and sucio, bro.
Is your ex invited to the wedding since they're friends?
I don't think he wants to be.
I can only imagine why.
Becky, why didn't you go for your current fiance in the first place and instead of his friend from the get-go?
Because I didn't know him that well. It took me 2.5 years to get to know him better.
So he was always hanging around and you just kind of you got attached to him. You just kind of something about him.
We got to know each other on a friendship level first.
Got it. Was he like your crying shoulder when you were having problems?
Of course.
With your ex?
And you know what? My fiance, because he was such good friends with my ex, was able to be the medium in between me where I was wrong or tell me where he was wrong.
This brings up a whole nother topic that maybe we'll talk about later, but like the whole thing about having somebody from the opposite sex.
Right, be your go-to person.
For your crying shoulder.
In.
That is danger
Trouble.
Right there. Straight up danger. But Becky, it sounds like it worked out so far. How long have you been engaged with your new fiance?
We've been engaged for 6 months.
When are you guys planning on getting married? Do you guys have a date set, or are you just still kind of, since 10 days isn't a whole lot of time?
Well, we're working through the details right now, trying to find a venue and everything, but I'm hoping by the end of the year.
Is he okay with you meeting any of his friends?
Yeah, I think so. He knows. He's the love of my life. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, but would you introduce him to any of yours?
Hell no.
Hell no.
I'm glad there's trust. Becky, you beat Ariana Grande. 10 days. Wow.
Yay.
There it is.
Yay. She's like, I'm not sure I'm happy or
happy. We'll send you a certificate.
You know?
Becky, thank you for calling in. Wish you all the best, all right?
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
The new guys on 97.1
Camp Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
We need to tell people that it's going to be all right, that went haywire over the fact that IHOP changed their name to IHOB, so International House of Pancakes, to International House of Burgers. People lost their minds. They went off on Twitter, and Brian is going to read you some of the sad IHOB tweets that people went off on.
Well, the funniest part about this is IHOB told us like a week ago, we're changing it. We're going to flip the P to a B. Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, what could it be? And they just set us up. So, I mean, they trolled America in a way that's legendary because they acted like they're too innocent for this to be a trick, right? They're like, no, it's time to change. We're going to change. Everything changes. And they announced it was burgers. People lost it.
Yeah.
Lost it. Like the internet was... At one point in time, 500,000 tweets for IHOP and IHOB. IHOP and IHOP were trending over net neutrality, the Trump North Korea summit. Like, we had a lot of news going on yesterday. This was shutting it down.
Nuclear war. Yeah, but what about IHOP?
The guy who came up with this marketing plan, you know, he's just like sitting back like, I did well, my friend.
Not only did he or she sucker like the general public, but then they got like Wendy's involved. Wendy was throwing shade. Whataburger was throwing shade. Burger King went to Pancake King. Hot Pockets went to Hot Buckets. Like, so they got all these other big brands to jump in, and it's a temporary thing. They just did it to launch their burger and let people know they don't just serve pancakes, they got burgers.
Right.
And forever, we will always know that IHOP sells burgers. But reading the internet yesterday, the level of sadness and anger is something hilarious. So I'm going to read the best of the angry, sad tweets.
There you go, Brian.
About IHOP turning to IHOP.
Mm.
From the real Snickers. IHOP becoming IHOP is a damn shame. It's a black mark. It's a black mark on America, and ruined the day that we brokered a peace deal with North Korea. I wouldn't blame them if they bombed us now.
Whoa! Wow! These are extreme.
That's how it's opening. At Joshua Thifalt. Good morning to everyone, except the person who changed IHOP to IHOB. I hope they choke on a burger.
Oh my gosh!
Oh man.
Good lord!
From Aubrey Various. I don't know what's more embarrassing, the fact that IHOP changed their name, I will never call it IHOB forever, or the fact that someone who works there really thought it was a good idea. It wasn't, and I hate you.
Oh my gosh, so much hate, man.
From at Ryan Bond 15, F IHOB! That's it. But he spelled it out.
There you go.
From BS Forgery. At IHOB, International House of Burgers, is a direct assault on my childhood, adulthood, and my life forever. I will never forgive you. Never, ever.
It doesn't sound like he had a lot going on in his life.
That's it? You know what I'm saying? That's the really thing that's getting you right now?
Exactly.
From at Teresa. I'm literally going to have to tell my teenage daughter one day, back in my day, IHOB used to be IHOB. Today is the worst day of my life.
Oh, my God.
And I have been deployed to the Middle East 4 times.
Oh, my God.
My goodness.
It's a bit extreme. At Christine Huey. Hey, IHOB. You realize that not even Snoop Dogg could make Snoop Lion a thing, right? If Snoop Dogg couldn't change his name, what the hell makes you think that you can?
That is so true right there. Sad IHOB tweets for you guys.
From at Cox Caden. Can't sleep. Because I'm wondering if IHOB will accept my IHOP gift cards.
That's a good
Do
point.
You see what you're doing to us? I got a couple more here. From at Killy Mac. Actually, I have thousands of them. From at Killy Mac. Rookie move, IHOB. We want brunch, not burgers. I would go there if the B stood for bottomless mimosas.
Ooh, good point,
I still think the B should be for International House of Beyonce.
Oh, yeah.
That would work, too. All right, here we go. That's the last one. From at Annie Hall. I refuse to raise my child in a world where IHOP is now IHOB. Because of you, I will never have children.
Wait, what?
IHOP, it's because of you. It's the sad tweets from IHOP to IHOB yesterday. And just remember how bad they trolled us. Mark this day in history. They nailed it.
Genius. Check out the full video on our Facebook right now at 97.1 Amp Radio.
The new guys.
Amp Radio. 97.1.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Special shout out right now. Happy 12th birthday to our official New Guys listener and best friend, Zachary.
Zach, what's up, buddy?
Happy birthday. We miss you.
We're going to give him some of these for his birthday.
Yeah. He's in Diamond Bar enjoying his summer. He's such an awesome kid, man. Thank you so much, Zachary, for listening to us, man. What is he doing this summer, Brian? You just recently caught up with him, right?
He's on his way to a day camp right now. He just had his annual bowling fundraiser out in Diamond Bar. So hopefully it's to raise money and awareness for autism. So hopefully that went real well. Yeah, man, he's just a positive kid all the time. We tried to get him on the phone because it's always funny because he tells us all sorts of stuff that we don't know.
Because he's so smart, man. We're always getting shocked with everything he knows, right? But we couldn't get him on the phone. But we love you, Zachary. We know you're listening, buddy. All right.
The New Guys.
Amp Radio. 97.1.
Amp Radio. Commercial free Monday.
So Chance the Rapper, who's known for giving back to his hometown of Chicago, Illinois, he gave some high schoolers a amazing surprise. So basically, while emceeing a charity open mic night at the school, he brought out his friend, Childish Gambino, and of course, the kids went wild.
My next guest needs no introduction, so let's try it.
That is amazing.
Can you imagine?
That's so cool. That is so cool.
I mean, yeah.
You can.
Well, because here's the thing. Like, if you're the kids, you have Chance the Rapper already in front of you, right? Yeah. Like, he's like a monster star, and then he brings out Childish Gambino. It's like, oh, sure, I can see that happening. Now, it would be, you can't imagine that, if I brought out Childish Gambino. Right. Like, if I went to my high school, I was like, guys, look what I got.
But you could bring out Bozzy.
Maybe.
Yeah, because they're bromance.
I'm not going to, put it out there, man.
I'm just jealous, whatever.
Still such a cool thing for them. And also, everyone's wondering now, because they've been teasing that they're going to release a mixtape one of these days. So hopefully they're working on that.
That would be epic.
All right. Are you guys ready to embrace this new shoe trend? Because I know you guys are big on shoes.
Yeah, we're sneakerheads up in this joint.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So everyone is all about these ugly shoes, which can be described as dad sneakers. They're a new thing.
Shoes.
Okay.
Hey. These shoes rule.
Uh huh.
These shoes suck.
Mm.
So,
what was that?
Yeah, no context for what you just played.
Wait, do you guys know? You don't know what that is?
I have no idea what you're
saying. Oh my gosh.
Right now.
That was one of the first viral videos ever on YouTube called Shoes. And it's about this guy talking about, he's walking around, he's saying, these shoes rule. These shoes suck. And I'll show you after. But, anyways, everyone who's listening, if you haven't seen it yet,
sounds riveting.
It was the first video that ever went viral on YouTube.
Sorry we missed the first ever video that went viral.
Well, I'm here for you.
Tell me more about these dad shoes.
So the shoes, basically, they're these chunky shoes that have sort of a cartoon-like design, and it's the chunkier the sole, the better. They have double, triple soles. They make you taller, Edgar, so, you can give them a try.
Thank you, Chelsea. Appreciate that.
Rude side.
But everyone...
Your dad and your short, these will work out for you.
But everyone, basically every celebrity is wearing them, every Instagram influencer, and every high-end brand is basically creating shoes like this that they're calling the dad shoe.
There it is, just like chunky shoes, huh?
I was way ahead of that trend, man. Back in college, I used to go to Walmart and get the Velcros.
Hell yeah.
They got those Velcro shoes, and I buy them in that gray, white, and black, and I get them in every single color.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, those are like old man shoes. I'm like, yeah, that's the point, man. Velcro. Yeah. I try to bring Velcro back in the late 2000s, and no one was in.
Hello, darkness, my
thank you, Brad. I feel like I was a trendsetter. No one realized it.
Vintage shoes all
in. Yeah, and I feel like you're not very excited about them, Edgar. I did this for you because
Chelsea.
I know that you talk about wanting to be taller.
That's why I poof up my hair like Bruno Mars. That's it. I don't want to be taller than what I am right now.
Well,
that's good.
Let me show you him just so you have a...
All right, we'll get a picture up on our Instagram in the stories at 97.1 Amp Radio. They just look like old school, like champion shoes. Remember, championships are real clunky and whatnot.
They look like what Pete Carroll wears on the sideline of football games.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So, anyways, that's a trend. It's supposedly not going anywhere. That's what fashion experts
say.
Say
where it's not going. It's not going anywhere legitimately.
Get your ugly shoes. To catch highlights from the Chelsea Report and the New Guys, you can head to ampradio.com.
Thank you, Chelsea.
The New Guys. Amp Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
Is there a profession that you'll never date? We want to find out why. Like, you'll never date a bouncer ever again in your life. What happened? You know, I'm just throwing out an example for you. Shoot us a call or a text. 877-971-HITS. What's a profession you'll never date? See if it fits in with the top five professions that you should never date because they're major drama, according to this new study I found, all right? Brian, we'll go with you first, bro. What's that profession you'll never date?
Well, what's funny is, like, I would answer this from a woman's perspective, and I would just keep saying every job I've ever had. You know what I'm saying?
Comedian,
which just, at some point, right, at some point in time, the common denominator is me. So I was thinking, I was like, man, I wouldn't date someone who worked in politics. Did that. I wouldn't date someone who worked in, if I were a girl, like, ooh.
Social worker, teacher, that's all you, bro.
You know what? I don't have... In my life, I feel like because I'm the more difficult one in any relationship, I feel like I've never been able to, like, pinpoint a career for a woman and be like, that was the problem. It's like, I have so much trouble holding it together.
Yeah.
That I'm the issue. I'm the red card.
That's very mature of you, though, bro. That's real good. Chelsea, how about you? You have a profession you won't date?
I feel like...
Find it difficult to date?
Yeah, I feel like dating someone like a funeral home director.
Oh!
Or like someone who worked in a morgue. Just like depressing. Someone that came home that, like, had... It was just...
Guess who died today?
Yeah, like, that would be really hard for me. Because I like to, like, talk about, you know, work stuff. And
yeah, how to go to work today.
And, like, to be passionate about... About dead people would be hard to really swallow on a daily basis.
Unemployed would also be a real bummer.
Is that career?
Yeah, that's
for some people. Some people turn it into one.
For me, man, it would be a... And I absolutely love and respect this profession tremendously, especially after, you know, we had baby Ariela. I'm talking about nurses. But I don't think I could ever date a nurse because... I am a huge baby when I get sick. I could just have a little bit of a sore throat, a little fever, and I'm like, oh, my eye feels me. I can't get up. Like, I'm tore up. This, and I have friends that have been married to nurses, and they don't even flinch. They're like, the Tylenol's in the kitchen. Yeah. Go get it. Like, work it out. Like, do you know what I see every day?
Yeah, I work in the trauma department.
Exactly. There's nothing that you're going through that compares to what I see every day. And next thing you know, my buddy has to call his mom to bring over some sopita de pollo, you know, some chicken soup or something like that.
I would say, like, I have some buddies who've dated nurses. And they love it because they never have to go to the doctor ever again. And most guys hate going to the doctor regardless. I mean, they do if it's serious, but most of the time they can just run it by their girlfriend and they'll be like, do this, you'll be fine. And then you don't have to go make an appointment and sit in a weird waiting room.
That's kind of handy, you know what I'm saying? But here are the top five professions you should never date according to the study. And keep calling in and let us know who you'll never date again. 877-971-HITS. Number five, surgeons. You would think you want a date because, you know, they make some good money.
It's the ego.
Right? Also, a salesperson.
They can talk you into anything or talk you out of things or just are a good talker.
Work long hours as well, you know? Yeah. Number three,
travel.
A media person, TV or radio personality.
And that's us.
I agree. I 100% agree with that. Yeah.
Number two, a lawyer. There you go. If you don't like to argue, that's going to be a tough one right there. And number one, you cannot date a CEO. They are cray. It's going to be major drama. What? CEOs. All these three, all these five things have the one thing in common. They got to have a lot of confidence and almost a lot of ego.
Yeah.
Well, if you look at, like, surgeons and stuff, like, it's hard to ever convince a surgeon they're wrong on anything. Like, do you know what I just did? I just cut out a piece of someone's brain today. You're going to tell me I did something wrong? You're like, well, maybe not.
You know what? The CEO thing worked out for me. My wife is the CEO of my life and our household and whatnot. And it worked out pretty good. I think it's just a matter of knowing that she's a CEO and admitting that. You know?
I think in any relationship, if you don't have, like, some mutual respect and, like, some sort of, like, reciprocity or equivalence in terms of, like, you got to do something, they got to do something, you both have to be confident in what you do. Because if one person just outweighs the entire situation, whether it be with ego or money or whatever, it's going to create, like, this dissonance where people are, like, you know, you're insecure or you feel like they're talking down to you every time
they
say something.
That's a big one, bro. Talking down for sure. Top five professions we just shared with you. What is a profession you'll never date? 877-971-HITS.
The new guys.
Amp Radio.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Talking about the professions you'll never date again. Tell us why. 877-971-HITS. Besides nurses, which I love and respect, just because I'm a baby when I get sick and they would be like, whatever. I think a nutritionist, too. I wouldn't be able to date a nutritionist.
Because they try to change your diet?
Oh, yeah, bro.
Just make it healthier?
I would just feel judged every day of my life just grubbing tacos and be like, really? You're doing that to your body? You are what you eat, Edgar. And I'd be like, yeah, I'm a big taco, bro.
Dating anyone who's like that much of an extremist about nutrition or exercise or
whatever.
Yeah,
that must be tough.
Well, like, the people who are into CrossFit too much, because it becomes a lifestyle. And then also, like, if they're working out every day, there's no way they don't even have to judge you. You judge yourself.
Exactly. Jessica from the OC, good morning.
Hey.
Jessica, what's that one profession you'll never date and why?
Well, let me tell you,
I am impossible to date because I'm a bartender at a strip club.
Yeah, that could be a rough one. And men would go there to like see strippers, but also they hit on the bartenders relentlessly.
Right. I've got dudes trying to slide in my DMs all the time.
So is it like the guys that you date get insecure because of how many guys are hitting on you?
Yes, it's constant. I mean, to be fair, I'm kind of cool with it, but obviously that's what makes me hard to date.
Well, I think that goes for most bartenders. I've dated bartenders in the past, and you just have to be cool when you go visit them at work that they're working. They're going to laugh. They're going to show, like, flirty attention because, I mean, they're all, like, it's cash. It's a cash business.
It's trying to get that tip. Cash tip, that is.
If you can't handle
it. That's how I get my money.
Yeah, if you can't handle it, then don't bother your girl at work.
Mm-hmm. Jessica, but I love how honest you are. You're like, yeah, just don't date me. Thank you, Jessica. Hopefully things work out, or it sounds like you may need to change your career to find love.
Yeah, I think I might.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Right, thanks.
Mary, what's a profession you'll definitely never date again?
Musician.
Ooh, hey, Chelsea, they're talking to you, girl.
Speaking to the choir, girl. I've been there.
Yeah, they're so unstable, and they're really cocky, as Chelsea said. They're not someone you want to date at all.
Was it a musician that was actually making it, or just like a hobbyist who had a band in the garage?
Oh my God, don't even get me started on the ones that think they can make it. Those are just a different ballpark. They're just trouble.
Do you keep going back to them, though? Like, is it a reoccurring theme for you as well?
Musicians? Oh no, that was like a new thing I wanted to try, and I just kind of was like, why? Why did I do that?
Mary, so what's worked for you recently? What profession has worked?
So I'm dating a CPA.
Yep, see?
Nice, complete opposite. I love that.
Wow!
Organized, like, knows numbers, can help you on your taxes.
Actually, he's extremely spontaneous and impulsive and just the opposite of what a CPA should be. So,
it's only a matter of time before he's in the news for doing something wrong.
What? I'm sorry?
That was rude, Brian.
Brian was just joking. Things are going to work out with your CPA.
No, it'll work out. It's just something's going to happen.
Good stuff, I hope.
Mary, thank you so much for calling in. Have fun with your CPA.
Thank you.
Get it, man. This sounds like a weird... Have fun with your CPA. Like, doesn't make sense, right?
I mean, not traditionally wouldn't make sense.
But that's good stuff. Brian, what are our texts saying, bro?
We got a text from 626. Never date an NBA player.
Oof. I mean, we learned from the Kardashians.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Is it? Let's get Jenner texting us right now. I wrote back to him, like, do you have experience? Like, I want to hear more about this. Then we got a bunch saying, like, don't date firefighters. The hours are awful. I mean, I'm sure when it comes down to just hours, it's
right.
Like, I could see that being a real pain just because you got somebody who's going to spend, they spend like 3-4 days at a time.
Yeah.
Just, in a firehouse chilling. And I don't think you can just go hang out at the firehouse.
Yeah, absolutely. Stacy from Riverside texted in, a psychologist.
Yep.
Could never date a psychologist. I wonder if that's because they're always analyzing you or feel like they have every answer to your relationship problems.
Mm-hmm.
Or are they like kind of bummed out every day because they hear so many negative things all day,
I think it's more like you just feel judged.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Like, when I was going through graduate school, get my social work degree, everyone was learning about counseling techniques and stuff. And then you feel like someone would paraphrase. That's one of the strategies you use. Like, oh, what I'm hearing you say is, and I'm like, oh, this is over. You just learned that yesterday.
A lot of the professions we've been saying are professions that we feel like they would judge us. You know what I'm saying? So maybe we should just date unemployed people. Like, you can't judge me, you're unemployed.
It's probably not a good idea. I don't want that for myself.
Good point, Chelsea. Then why do you keep dating musicians?
Oh, well.
She likes the chaos.
The new guys on 97.1.
Camp Radio. Commercial-free Mondays.
You ever wonder, like, if the workday that we have traditionally here in the United States is, like, the best setup ever? You know, the amount of hours we work, the amount of days. You hear countries like in my home country of Mexico or even Spain, they have a siesta.
Oh, that's so annoying. Yeah.
Like, 2 hours in the afternoon for you to go take a siesta?
I mean, have you ever been like in a place where you needed to find something during the siesta time, it'll make you crazy.
You're
like
open.
2 hours in the middle of the day where you need to get something done and no one's like, people are sleeping and they're not, get out of here. I got stuff to do. I don't have time for your nap.
In places like Australia too, or in Europe, it's encouraged to take like a month, 3 months vacation. That's just how it goes. That's normal. Here, it's not a thing. You don't take a month, 3 months.
You can't be trusted.
My buddy has a PR company out in New York and he just started this. What he started doing then, instead of paying his employees per se a salary or hourly rate, he kind of just gave them buy-in into his company and said, you're going to make a percentage of whatever we profit. And everybody, all 30 employees, are part owners now, right? And his rule on vacation days is take as many as you want. Like, you want 30 vacation days, 40 vacation days, whatever it is, whatever it takes. And it's literally just, like, free for you to decide depending on what you need. Richard, and things have been working out really good for him. Yeah. It's crazy.
Richard Branson does that with Virgin, or he used to. I'm not exactly sure what Richard Branson's role with Virgin is anymore. But they used to have the thing where it was, like, take work when you want to.
Right.
Don't work when you want to. Just get your work done. But I feel like that reverse psychology-wise just encourages people to, like, undermine each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, go ahead. Take all the vacation you want. Like, I'm not going to, like, be super extra at the office and just make a big deal about how I'm working more than you so I can get raises and things.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel it sets up an environment with so much sabotage.
Yeah, it's interesting. I bring this up because there's this company, a Norwegian company now, that is offering, ready for this? So you heard of paternity leave, maternity leave when you have a child, right? How about this? Paternity leave. Paternity leave. So if you get a new puppy or a new cat, they give you 3 days off paid in full so you can go connect with your puppy dog or your kitty cat that you got to be able to build that bond with them.
That's crazy.
It's more of a thing with a puppy than a cat. If you got a cat, you just want the time off. Cats are so self-sufficient. Even kittens. Like, puppies are a pain in the ass, man. Like, when I got mine, she was just such a... I mean, she would pee all over everything. She'd bark and whine. So I could see... I get why 3 days would be great, but this is just going to... just enrage everyone who's ever had a child because there's already that battle between people who don't have, who have fur babies.
Oh, yeah.
And have regular babies. And they're like, well, animals are different. It's like people who have kids lose their frigging minds when people who don't have kids try to compare like how difficult it is to raise an animal compared to a child. They lose it.
No, listen, we went on a double date recently with my wife, Janet, and another couple. And the entire time, this is the first time we had really sat down and chatted with them, right? The whole time we're talking about baby Ariela. They're talking about their baby, right? Jefferson. And they're talking about their baby Jefferson. And the whole time we thought it was a human baby. They pulled out pictures and it was a dog.
No way.
And
that's
we're like,
funny.
Oh, all right. Good time. So right going with what you're saying, Brian, they really, really, there's some people that love their dogs as human babies, which is really cool though. You know?
That's crazy.
It's annoying though. Like when they talk about it, like when people go like, "Oh, you're a puppy baby Moxie." I'm like, "Moxie is a dog. She is not my baby. She's a dog. When she pees on something, she gets in trouble. Like if I had a baby, you can't rub your baby's face if they pee on the floor. You can't rub it in
well,
it."
Well, that's why I don't have kids too. That's why I don't have a dog or animal because it is like having a kid. I have so many friends that their weekends limited because it's based on how many hours they can leave their dog alone, and I'm like, "I don't get it. I don't understand." It's
See, Chelsea, but if you had paternity leave, you'd be set.
I mean, I don't know that I can do that in my life.
We believe in you, Chelsea. 97.1 Amp Radio. Call my name, The Weeknd. Buenos dias.
The new guys.
Amp Radio. 97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Familia, whatever you're doing this summer, and hopefully it's not an X like Dua Lipa says right there, make sure you use the hashtag show us your summer when you post pictures or videos on social media and tag at 97.1 Amp Radio for your chance to win a brand new
BMW. But
it's crazy, man.
If an ex is something you're doing this summer, definitely don't post a picture of it. I think that's like illegal, maybe. It depends on, I guess, the context of the picture. But.
Very good one. But make sure you use the hashtag show us your summer. Chelsea, what's going down inside your Chelsea report?
So it is the burning question of the day. Are Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson engaged after only a few weeks of dating?
Wow. Oh, there it is. Jeez, already? The record scratch on that?
Even though they have not confirmed that they are, multiple sources and outlets are saying it is true. One source even said that this weekend at Robert Pattinson's birthday party, they attended it and they were telling people that they're engaged. And yesterday, after the news broke, obviously it was what everyone was talking about. We were all talking about it in our little group text message.
Yeah, shocked.
Completely
you guys
shocked.
Were. I was at the DMV. I had you guys on mute.
Thanks, bro.
Ariana tweeted a quote from one of her favorite musicals, Wicked, saying, "Tell them how I'm defying gravity." She tweeted that, but then deleted the tweet.
Huh.
And then tweeted again saying, "I love you so much, okay, bye," with a bunch of monkey emojis that are covering their face, embarrassed.
Couldn't this all be like a joke they're playing on us? After all, homeboy is a legit comedian.
It seems like they got a bit of an unhealthy pace going with this relationship, right? Like, given what she's been through with the breakup with Mac Miller and like his mental health issues, and then she kind of lashed out about how toxic and abusive their relationship was. Listen, go move on at your own pace. I don't really, you know. But I feel like when you start making the big press run about your engagement, it just doesn't seem, it just seems like they might want to just take a step back for a second.
Well, Us Weekly, I was reading that they reported that their engagement is going to be a long engagement. Mm-hmm. And friends are real supportive because they've seen that they're very happy.
Yeah, no kidding.
Is it though?
I mean, what long is to them, though, could be totally different to what our definition of long
is. They're acting like they've been in a relationship for years. You know, they say you know when you know, if you meet the person that you're going to marry. I don't know. I've never been in that situation. You know, but I will say, like, they're both so busy. Like, how much time are they really spending with each other where they're getting to know each other that well, where they know that they can spend the rest of their lives together?
I'll answer that. Not enough.
Okay.
They're not enough time.
Kylie Jenner has deleted all pictures of her baby Stormy's face from social media and says she won't be uploading anymore.
Button fingers over there today. Lord.
Come on, producer Brad. So she even shared a photo of herself the other day where she actually clearly cut her baby's face out of the photo. You can see like half her baby's head. And she's not explaining why she did it. She just says she's not posting anymore. But I mean, I think obviously it's because she's the number one followed Instagram personality. And I think that she obviously gets so much criticism for
Well, a lot of people were saying that the baby was looking like her bodyguard and whatnot. Maybe she's like over that situation. Either that or the baby really is starting to look a lot more like her bodyguard. And she's like, let me cut her out.
Or just Photoshop exists, man. I don't think people understand. Like, if you put your picture of your baby out there, like, it's public record.
Right.
You go ahead and just Photoshop whatever the hell you want to on it, like weirdos making stuff for the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't put my baby on the internet unless, you know, if I was her. I mean, for me, no one would care if I had a baby
anyway.
Don't
cut your child out, because later on in life, her daughter's going to be like, yo, why did you cut me out all these pictures? Just put like an emoji over her face.
Just look at how creepy the internet can get, and then they'll be like, oh, I get you.
I had to catch highlights from the Chelsea Report and the New Guys. You can listen to our podcast at ampradio.com.
Thank you, Chelsea.
The New Guys.
Amp Radio. Commercial-free Mondays.
About to shout out the Dopest Moments Award right now. And it goes to a very special group of people. It's actually a group of people this time that lost their minds when they heard that IHOP was switching over to IHOB.
Pancakes to burgers.
Yeah, people lost it, man. It was the end of the world for them. And they tweeted out the most extra sad tweets ever seen on Twitter for something like this, bro.
Well, the funniest part was watching all this, like, fake rage, you know, and sadness. Like, listen, I remember going to IHOP when I was a kid and stuff, and people acted like them changing it from, like, IHOP in the name, International House of Pancakes, International House of Burgers, was like, you're not gonna serve pancakes anymore? It's like, they're still open 24 hours, you idiots.
Somebody told off their mom or something. Like, it's gonna be alright.
I wonder how many of those people actually go to IHOP, like, on the regular, though. Like, probably, exactly. Nah. I've been, like, once in every year, you know?
Exactly.
Like, and the funny part is now I actually want to go across the street and try one of these burgers out. So the marketing ploy that they've just completely hooked us on with just, I mean, they trolled every company.
They did great.
Everyone was firing at them. To the point at which people started to feel bad for IHOP. Like, guys, come on, there's probably a marketing person who's really depressed
because
your guys are just crushing them and they're just sitting there laughing like it was never supposed to be permanent.
So here are the saddest IHOP complaint tweets that we were able to find for the Dopest Moments of the day.
From the real Snickers. IHOP becoming IHOB is a damn shame. It's a black mark on America and ruined the day that we brokered a peace deal with North Korea. I wouldn't blame them if they bombed us now.
Whoa!
At Joshua Thifalt. Good morning to everyone, except the person who changed IHOP to IHOB. I hope they choke on a burger.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man.
Good Lord.
At Teresa. I'm literally going to have to tell my teenage daughter one day. Back in my day, IHOB used to be IHOP. Today is the worst day of my life.
Oh my God.
And I have been deployed to the Middle East 4 times.
Wow. Oh my God.
My goodness.
From at Annie Hall. I refuse to raise my child in a world where IHOP is now IHOB. Because of you, I will never have children.
Wait, what?
IHOP, it's because of you.
And there it is.
So ridiculous.
Dopest moment of the day going out to the sad IHOB tweets.
And people are still going, man. People are still fired up about it.
Coming up next, Jesse Ortiz taking over 97.1 AMP Radio. And I think this goes better than any day, especially coming off of the IHOB thing. Please don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy or your peace. Nobody deserves that power over you. Even IHOB.
Not even a burger.
Exactly.
The New Guys.
Amp Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.